In the United States, a former advisor to President Trump has been sentenced to more than 3 years in jail for lying to Congress, obstruction of justice, and witness tampering. Roger J. Stone Jr., a longtime friend of the president, was convicted last November in a case that put Mr. Trump at odds with his own Justice Department and led the judge to issue warnings against interference with the legal system. We've been hearing about the case from Suzanne Lynch, Washington correspondent of the Irish Times. First, who is Roger Stone?
Roger Stone is a very well-known Republican PR man, a political operative who's been very high profile here in the US for decades, really. He really burst onto the scene in the 70s when he worked with Richard Nixon as a young man. And then throughout the decades, he worked with various Republican campaigns. And his connections with Donald Trump stretch right back to the early 90s. He represented Donald Trump in his casino business, lobbying different authorities when Donald Trump was trying to build that business. So they go back a long way. And then more recently, when Donald Trump made his run for president in 2016, Roger Stone was a key ally. He advised Trump informally, but then was very involved in his campaign and was a real supporter of Donald Trump when he ran for president in 2016.
Now, he was sentenced yesterday on foot of a court conviction in November. On what was he found guilty?
He was convicted of basically obstructing Congress, and this is lying to Congress, if you like. This arises from the Mueller investigation. That was the Russia investigation that dominated the first 2 years of Donald Trump's presidency. And there's been several convictions arising out of that. People like Paul Manafort, Donald Trump's former campaign manager, who also knew Roger Stone very well. He's already in jail, stemming from the Mueller investigation. And Roger Stone's conviction was kind of the last in a series of prosecutions that emerged from the Mueller investigation. So he was arrested last year. This is going on quite a while. As you say, charged in November, and then the sentencing happened this week. So he was sentenced to 40 months in prison. That's 3 years and 4 months by the judge in Washington. But essentially, it was about lying to Congress over issues that came up during the Mueller investigation.
But the whole sentencing process had been surrounded in controversy, hadn't it, with the resignation of a number of prosecutors from the Justice Department and questions being raised about the role of the Justice Department in the case?
Absolutely. I think that's the real significance here, is the broader context. The Roger Stone case has emerged as a real point of controversy here in the last 10 days or so, because Donald Trump made it known through Twitter that he was not happy that Roger Stone was being sentenced. He has argued that Roger Stone should not have been charged on these charges. He's defended him publicly, and as I said, last week, just before the sentence. And then the Attorney General, Bill Barr, actually wrote to the judge in the case asking for a more lenient sentence than his own prosecutors had originally suggested. So Bill Barr came in for huge criticism. Was he bowing to political pressure, essentially, from the president? He said no, he was going to do this anyway, even though simultaneously, if you like, Donald Trump was calling for a more lenient sentence. Now, as it happened in the court case on Thursday, the judge, Amy Berman Jackson, went on the lower side, lower scale of the possible sentencing, and basically made the point that she was going to do that anyway, regardless of this kind of to-ing and fro-ing with the Department of Justice. But I think people now are concerned, Donald Trump's critics are concerned, that he is really railing against the institutions of the criminal justice system. He's been lashing out at the judge herself and at members of the jury. And it also comes in a week when Donald Trump has already pardoned several white-collar criminals and granted some of them clemency.
But Judge Jackson herself, she didn't hold back in her criticisms and defending the independence and integrity of the judicial process.
That's true. She has already been involved in a number of these cases because of the jurisdiction she's in. She was involved with the Paul Manafort trial, for example. And she accused Roger Stone, who was in court, who was present for this, of that. She said he was being prosecuted for covering up for the president. And she said this got at the heart of very serious issues in American society. She said the truth matters at this point, and lying to Congress is a serious matter. She did not mention Donald Trump specifically, and neither did she mention Bill Barr, but she did obliquely suggest that his intervention was unprecedented. And she herself had been targeted, if you like, by Roger Stone himself in the early part of this trial. He put up a negative social media post about her, and she essentially put a gagging order on him. So there's been tensions there between those two figures from the get-go. But yesterday, it is significant in court that Roger Stone said very little. He's usually a man who doesn't walk away from a microphone, but when he came out of the court case, he did not speak to reporters. He just left, and there were no real comments from him.
Suzanne Lynch, Washington correspondent of the Irish Times.